With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump will deliver a primetime speech tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern as he addresses a joint session of Congress. White House correspondent Greg Clungston reports.
Riding a wave of head-spinning executive activity during his first few weeks in office, the president will lay out his ambitious agenda. He's expected to focus on his administration's immigration efforts at the border, reducing the size of the federal workforce, and foreign affairs ranging from Gaza to Ukraine. The president's economic message will be colored by new tariffs going into effect today. He'll be urging the Republican-led Congress to pass a budget that funds his priorities, including tax cuts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Starting just past midnight Tuesday, imports from Canada and Mexico are now taxed at 25%, with Canadian energy products subject to 10% import duties. In addition, the 10% tariff that President Trump placed on Chinese imports in February was doubled to 20%. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says last week's Oval Office blow-up with President Trump was regrettable, and he adds it's time to make things right. Earlier, the president ordered a pause to U.S. military aid to Ukraine.
Seeking to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to engage in peace talks with Russia, President Trump has ordered a pause on U.S. military aid to Ukraine. A White House official says it's being reviewed to ensure it's contributing to a solution. Earlier, Trump said,
"The deal could be made very fast. It should not be that hard a deal to make. It could be made very fast. Now, maybe somebody doesn't want to make a deal, and if somebody doesn't want to make a deal, I think that person won't be around very long."
The decision does not affect cyber operations conducted by other agencies, including the CIA. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is SRN News. Wyoming has a new pronouns law.
The measure ensures that the state government cannot force any public employee to use inaccurate pronouns in violation of their religious beliefs. Christian legal experts are cheering the legislation. Matt Sharp of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "No one should lose their job or face punishment at work for declining to say something they believe is false. With this bill, Wyoming is rightfully stepping into the gap to protect freedom of conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the European Union will lift sanctions against Syria now that strongman Bashar Assad is no longer ruling. The Islamic rebels who took over the country late last year, so far treating Christians and other religious minorities with respect. The European Council says this decision is part of the EU's efforts to support an inclusive political transition in Syria and its swift economic recovery, reconstruction, and stabilization. This is SRN News. A prominent Washington, D.C. tax policy expert says many in Congress believe extending the Trump tax cuts is the key to economic growth.
When you combine that with the deregulatory efforts and so many other things being proposed with DOGE and just this kind of new sense of optimism in Washington around fiscal responsibility again and budget cuts and how do we tackle this debt? Growth is always going to be a key element, and that's what we hear from our legislators every day.
Jonathan Williams is with ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. New York State Police investigating the death of an inmate as the state correction system continues to be roiled by a wildcat strike by prison guards. The agency said that it had launched a probe into the Saturday death of 22-year-old inmate Messiah Notwe at Mid-State Correctional Facility. 11 staffers there have been placed on administrative leave. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.